The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 5th of October, 2008. It's the birthday of Flann O'Brien, who was born Brian O'Nolan, County Tyrone, Ireland, 1911. Best known in his time as a columnist for the Irish Times, a satirical column entitled Cruiskeen Lawn, which he wrote under the pen name Miles na Gcopaleen. He was one of 11 children in a Gaelic-speaking family, didn't learn English until he began school, went to University College Dublin, same school James Joyce went to, spent most of his time there drinking in the pubs, playing billiards, but got a job with the Irish Civil Service, which he held on to all his life. His comic masterpiece, At Swim, Two Birds, published 1939, about a man writing a novel, about a man writing a novel, about a man writing a novel, and in that third layer of text, the characters come to life and revolt against the author who created them. He creates three separate openings in the novel, one about a devil named Pooka, another about a man born at the age of 25, and a third about the legendary Irish hero Finn McCool. Flann O'Brien writes that a satisfactory novel should be a self-evident sham to which the reader could regulate at will the degree of his credulity. Characters should be interchangeable as between one book and another. The entire corpus of existing literature should be regarded as a limbo from which discerning authors could draw their characters as required, creating only when they failed to find a suitable existing puppet. Flann O'Brien, or Miles na Gcopaleen, was one of the first to celebrate Bloomsday in Dublin, though he could be harsh talking about James Joyce as well. In a column in the Irish Times, he wrote, "Joyce was illiterate. He had a fabulously developed jackdaw talent of picking up bits and pieces, but it seems his net was too wide to justify getting a few kids' schoolbooks and learning the rudiments of a new language correctly. Every foreign language quotation in any of his works known to me are wrong. His few sallies at Greek are wrong, and his few attempts at a Gaelic phrase are absolutely monstrous. Anybody could have told him the right thing. Why did he not bother to ask?" It's the birthday of the Czech dramatist Václav Havel, born in Prague, 1936, author of The Garden Party and The Memorandum, among other plays. Václav Havel, who said, "If you want to see your plays performed the way you wrote them, become president." And it's the birthday of the architect Maya Lin, born in Athens, Ohio, 1959, an architecture student at Yale when she won the national competition for the design of a Vietnam memorial, beat out her own professor, who gave her a B- in his class. Today, more than 1 million people travel from around the country to see it each year. Here's a poem for today by David Wagner, entitled A Woman Feeding Gulls. They cry out at the sight of her and come flying over the tidal flats from miles away, side-slipping and wheeling in sloping gray and white interwoven spirals whose center is her and the daily bread she casts downwind on the water while rising to spread her arms like wings for the calling of still more gulls around her, their cries intermingling at the end of daylight with the sudden abundance of this bread returning after the hungry night and the famine of morning and the endlessly hungry opening and closing of wings and arms and shore and the turning sky." A Woman Feeding Gulls, a poem by David Wagner, from Traveling Light, collected in New Poems, published by University of Illinois Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can find thousands of classic and contemporary poems by hundreds of poets online at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Margaret Boehm, produced by Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.